Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Today's Man Law is, a best man's toast may not include any of the following phrases, Jop. Down in Tijuana.
That's yeah, you never want to start a story with
killer
that.
Right there. And we've all heard them. One time we were all drunk. Okay, you can't do that one either.
Right.
Or, and this girl had the biggest rack I ever saw. Can't
yeah,
do any
not
of those
you
for
do.
A best man's toast.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a good idea.
Simple stuff, but insightful nonetheless. But fellas, we've had a lot of fun with this Knickerbocker and New Holland Brewery, man. These guys know what they're doing.
Hoptronics, man.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue before we finish up, because I know you got a little update for us, and we like to keep everybody on
yep.
point with that.
Yep, that's right. We still have two-thirds of our shipment sitting in the warehouse at Perforated Tube in Ada, which is charcoal, barbecue sauce, and a couple of Big Judge smokers, which Jop had the luxury of smoking on this week.
That's right.
Okay. My buddy David Webb, and if you're not familiar with David Webb, go on Sirius Satellite, the Patriot Channel, 125. Look up David Webb Show, and you'll see David there. He's all over the country with various national organizations, but I do a segment with him every Thursday night on Sirius Channel 125 at 11 p.m. Eastern. And it's the time when he and I just have a little fun talking about barbecue and GIs and whatever we feel like talking to. But he's really heavily connected with the military and helping us in a great way get that shipment gone so we can go overseas with that last load. Because the first load went to Fort Bragg. We have two more shipments that are sitting in holding waiting for the U.S. military to give us the nod. And I'm thinking now that we have a new government that's pro-military, she's going to roll. So I'm thinking we're going to get a green light and that barbecue equipment's going to go. But in the meantime, you have to go down to New Holland's Brewing Company's Knickerbocker in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because what Chef Dale's talking about here with what you're doing in that butcher shop is unprecedented, Jop.
Right.
Do you see anybody doing anything like that?
No, we've not run across it, and that's why we wanted to feature it today, because the uniqueness that we have in West Michigan, and people can walk in there and try this stuff. I mean, this is not an exclusive club. This is a public restaurant. It's right downtown Grand Rapids. Easy to find. Joel, Chef Dale, what is the address if people wanted to know? Do either one of you know it? If not, 131 in Bridge Street. I got puzzled look like, don't do that to me, Jop.
It's, all right. It's real easy. Yeah, but it's 131 in Bridge.
Right, and you'll see it. It's a five-story building. You absolutely
Google it.
Can't miss it.
Google
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but anyway, Joel, anything exciting happening with new beers that you're aware of that are going to come out here for the late winter, early spring that we should watch for?
Yeah, I mean, the seasonal we have out right now is Cabin Fever, so roasty brown ale, really good for those long Michigan winter nights.
This time of year, the browns just really work well. What is that connectivity
year, you know?
There?
I mean, it's just, it's warming, and it's the perfect beer for sitting around the fire.
Because it's a
it
little
is called
thicker.
Cabin Fever,
yeah.
You know? And,
a little smoother, thicker.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot more mouthfeel there.
Yeah.
A little creamier is a good word for that. Pairs well with some of those heartier meats.
You're not going to do a quantity like you would on a hot summer day where you just want a bunch of sessions or something like that. You're just going to have a nice sipping slow brown. So, Chef Dale, talking about your, for the last little minute here, why would someone want to try all those great charcuterie products you have there? Tell us in two sentences what the moment is there.
Well, I think for us, what we do really special is the thoughtful sourcing and supporting Michigan farmers. The animals that we purchase lead good lives. Our hamburger is from a dairy cull cow. We actually grind a full half, and that's where the burgers are from as we speak. That's our beef program as it sits. You know, I think because it's something you can feel good about. The animals only have one bad day. They're Michigan animals. And I think there's a one bad day.
This guy's full of great sayings.
I know. I love him. He's it's like
yeah. Great stuff.
I've met a couple deer like that.
Yeah, one bad day. And I think there's people there who work there who take a lot of pride in what they do.
Sure.
They take a lot of care in what they do. And I think it translates on the plate.
Well, it does because absolutely, even the wait staff is fantastic there. It's just a great place to go to. So, Knickerbocker, Grand Rapids, Michigan, New Holland Brewing Company, wherever you're listening in the world, go to your local beer store, and if he doesn't have it, just say, I need some Dragon's Milk.
Hey, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker. You're going to be north of 50 this weekend. This is your January chance to create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week. Make it a